I'm going to attempt to do something that feels impossible.
What's that?
Make everybody happy.
Ha. Good luck.
So, as we talk about the Lions, and the game is a story today. You guys can call in your mood. I'm a little nervous how you feel about the Packer game. But as we've talked about the Lions, a lot of the talk has been about the deadline. And it feels like there's two camps. There's the all-in camp, got to make a move, go do something. And then there's the other camp that says, don't mortgage the future, stay the course, do this that way. What Adam Schefter said yesterday on Get Up feels like a scenario that makes both sides happy. He said, Adam Schefter, they don't have a deal done yet, but there are a couple pass rushers out there. Za'Darius Smith, Azeez Ojulari in New York, a couple guys that make a lot of sense for the Lions. If you're this close and this good, why are you not willing to part with some mid-round picks to get some type of reinforcement to hold the fort down until Aiden could make it back? John, We heard yesterday that Za'Darius Smith is about a fourth-round pick in terms of trade comp. What if they traded for both? They give up a fourth and a sixth. Brad keeps his one. He keeps his two. You get bookend reinforcements. Situational in the case of Ojulari is more of a speed linebacker, but a true edge in Za'Darius Smith. John, is that not the solution that makes everybody happy? Multiple guys, you keep your picks, you're better, and you still have your future secured.
Get it done. I mean, that would be my response. Get it done. Just do it, because you do have, you know, you have other picks. You're gonna have your first and second, as you mentioned. You got your fifth, and you're gonna have two sevenths. You're still going to be in the game. You're still going to be able to, and not only is Brad Holmes good at the draft, he's also good at maneuvering in the draft.
Yep.
We've seen it every single year of his ability to, whether it's going up to get Terrion Arnold, it's moving around to get J-Mo, moving around to get Jahmyr Gibbs. Yes, just get it done, because you are talking about day three picks.
Yeah, shy of getting one of the big fish, the best move is to get multiple guys. And they could achieve getting multiple guys without giving up premium picks and make everybody happy. When I heard that, I said, why fight? Just do that. Right. Just do that. No one's unhappy. Now, I'm still open and still very much want the best players available. But if Brad Holmes is getting stonewalled on every phone call, this is the easy pivot point that achieves everything that we want them to do, win now and later.
And if you're wondering why the value of the picks, because Za'Darius Smith is older, but he's got 2 years on his deal. It's the rest of this year and one more. For Azeez Ojulari, he's on the final year of his rookie contract. So you're not going to be giving... We saw it with Josh Uche. Mm-hmm. What was that, a six-round pick?
A six-round pick.
So you're not going to be giving up a lot of draft capital for somebody that may only be here. Now, you can re-sign him. Maybe you don't want to. But what you do is you need him... He's got six sacks this year. He's got five in the last three games. He's on a heater.
And the idea is once they get their D-line healthy, he becomes kind of an extra piece on a losing football team and a pending free agent. He is an attractive piece. In fact, I think his name came up the very next day after Aiden's injury from TJ Lang. Yeah, he brought him up. So he's been on the radar. We haven't spent a lot of time talking about him, but that's a guy who should be gettable for a day three pick. Get him and Za'Darius Smith.
Both guys. We talked about Za'Darius Smith. TJ brought up Azeez Ojulari as a guy that could come in here and provide you really good production from a pass rush standpoint. And you still have all the guys up front that are really good right now at defending the run.
Ticket texters coming in. The Lions will win an ugly one, 17-10. That's from Lance in Lansing.
I love the predictions.
Tennessee had the number one defense, and the Lions put up 52 against them. Lions beat Green Bay by double digits. Everything in that text is true. However,
not all those points came against the defense. In fact, most of them didn't come against the defense.
And five of those possessions started inside the 26. Right, yeah. They were short fields. Tennessee's defense didn't exactly give up 52 points in the traditional march down the field way.
Even those short drives, I credit those points. Yes, the offense did score. Jared Goff threw three touchdowns. So did David Montgomery. But they were all set up because of special teams.
Yeah, it's different than walking up and down the field. Which
maybe they would have done anyway.
Maybe they would have.
We'll never know.
Doesn't defense win championships? You got to have a better defense to go anywhere in the playoffs. We are all on that same page. Upgrade this football team. Weather's the same for both teams. Packers have experience with bad weather. I believe the hunger the Lions have to win will be successful, and it will outweigh their experience. Go Lions.